order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting, Board of School Trustees. Today is Monday, December 3rd. It is 6:30 p.m. And I'll ask for approval of the agenda for today's meeting. Need a motion, please.
So.
Moved by Mrs. Prock now, seconded by Mr. Schott, I think, actually. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. And that was Mrs. Prock now and Mr. Schott there, Roberta. And then approval of the minutes of November 5th, 2018, regular meeting. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt, seconded by Dr. Springer. Discussion, any changes, corrections? Didn't see any on my end. Anything else? All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion carries. Next up is communication from the audience for current agenda items. But since we have just one, and it's, even though it's a non-agenda item, we're going to go ahead and, Jeremy, if you'd like to address the board, if that works for you. And
yes, sir.
You got basically how it works. You have 3 minutes to do that. But come on up and state your name and your address, and we'll go from there.
My name is Jeremy McBride. I'm approaching the board today to discuss transportation. Beginning of the school year, my wife does a lot of work with the school and was concerned about bus routes in front of our home. It's the first year a bus has been dropping our children off across the street. We live on Soldiers Home. It's a main busy road during peak traffic hours. She asked about it, and Mr. Caldwell never really said anything to her for it. Fast forward a couple weeks into the school year, the dean sent out an email about bus safety. She mentioned that bus drivers would not even pull up to open the door to pick up children if they were standing on the grass rather than on the sidewalk. And I replied and asked her how that works on a busy road where there are no sidewalks or anything anyways. She was concerned about it. She asked to send it on to Mr. Caldwell. I told her that was fine. I never heard back. Fast forward to October. Have a tragedy here in Indiana. A lot of kids died, and I emailed the dean back again and said, hey, in light of recent events, just kind of wanted to bring this back up again, that we've got potential safety issues with bus routes. She had told me in our previous discussions that there was additional buses on our route that were designed to prevent that from happening anyways, but no changes had ever been made. So Mr. Caldwell responded back to me with pretty much an automated message is what I amounted it to. Yes, there was a tragedy, our buses have stop arms, there's laws in place that prevent cars from passing buses, so on and so forth. I replied back to him basically saying that, you know, we can't just hide behind paper and policy, because that doesn't stop rubber and steel. It's sad that it takes a tragedy to sort of bring it to light and force us to want to talk about that. But I have here, if anyone would like to see it, a copy of the emails back and forth between he and I and the dean that didn't really get anywhere. His last response to me was that transportation is basically a privilege, take it or leave it, which I thought was a very unprofessional answer. So I informed him and the dean that I would bring it to the school board's attention. I also have a couple of pictures of accidents that have happened in my driveway over the last 2 years. One was just this past Monday. Took out a bunch of mailboxes, drove through the ditch, and smashed into my driveway. So if anybody would like some of that information, I have copies. Well, I have a copy. I'd be willing to pass around to anybody that wants to see them. Or
can you leave those for us?
Yes, I can.
And then we can get those back to you? Or do
you can have them.
Keep them?
That's okay. Perfectly fine. Just wanted to provide a little bit of evidence and discussion about what was happening and why.
Okay.
I had provided Mr. Caldwell with multiple options that could at least solve the issue for in front of my home with my children, but the reality of it is it's issues that could affect anyone. We're lucky that my wife works from home and is able to go out into the street and stand there to get our kids off the bus, but there are plenty of other children in our district that don't have parents that are available or there to do that. And then as you go up to some of our higher level education, we utilize City Bus that doesn't even have the stop arms and things like that that we have on standard school buses. It's not just about the little kids, it's about all the kids in our community. And there's steps that we can take to make it safer for everyone. And It's felt very neglected all year, and then in light of recent events, just I think there's more we can do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll make sure this gets distributed to the board, so thank you very much. Okay. Anybody else at this point? Unfinished business? I don't have anybody. We'll go on any at this point. New business, we'll move on to academic achievement, and Dr. Killian.
As you're aware, the school accountability grades were published November 14th. All of our schools and our school corporation received an A grade from the state, as we would expect. I think the four-star designations will come out after December. If you hadn't caught notice, Dr. McCormick is not running again, and there's discussion that the state superintendent's position appointment, which was scheduled to start occurring in 2025 by the governor, is going to be discussed to move back to 2020-2021. So that's some major concerns for a variety of associations, since the people's voice, so to speak, are not going to be heard with regards to who's running the Department of Education. And I did a little research, and I found it interesting that the states that have appointed state superintendents, the average tenure for state superintendents that are appointed are a year and a half across the nation. And the reason being is that if they get crossways with the person that appointed them, they're gone. Or there's an election, they're gone. Variety of things that go on. So my concern is that, you know, right now I don't think we have a lot of stability with an ever-changing four-year cycle, but this could be even worse if we hold with that trend. So some things to watch out for, and I know one of the big legislative issues supposedly is getting teachers additional income raises for out of this new budget, but we're also being told there's only $300 million available and $275 million going for Child Protective Services. So, you know, what are they going to do with the $25 million to really help increase teacher salaries? So we'll be watching all of that and see how it plays out.
Okay. Anything else from your end? Okay. We'll move on to food service. And you want to go ahead and open that up?
Courtney, come on up. Or Carla, if you'd like to join her. We appreciate Courtney and Carla's work on our food service. And our new kitchen is open at Willis, and seems to be doing, everything seems to be going well with that. Of course, we've got Cumberland coming up, and then we also have the junior senior high school remodel. So Courtney has a presentation to make with regards to restaffing, reorganization, and I asked her to present that.
Thank you, Dr. Killian, and members of the board. On behalf of the food service department, I'd like to request four new positions for Cumberland. In your board packet, you'll find the floor plan for the Cumberland kitchen. It looks just like the one that I presented for Willis. And just like Willis, we'll need a manager, a cook, a server, two cashiers, and a dishroom employee. Two of these positions will come from the current junior-senior high school staff, leaving us a need for four additional employees at Cumberland. I'd also like to request a permanent substitute position for the food service department. As we grow, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to cover all the positions when people are absent. Ideally, we would have a sublist, but with the current job market that we are in, we're struggling to find employees that would be willing to work on an as-needed basis, and so having this permanent sub would help cover those needs. The addition of the permanent sub position would be about $15,000 annually. It's still a little early to see if participation has increased at Willis, although I've been very happy with the opening of Willis and how everything has gone. We are looking at some other options, maybe possibly raising lunch prices if we need to in the future to fund additional positions with the new kitchens. So thank you for your continued support of the food service department. Any questions?
I just have one. Mm-hmm. On average, how many subs are you utilizing every day?
So right now we don't have any subs. So okay. Whenever we have somebody absent, we have to try to cover that.
Okay.
So it can range from, we usually have at least one absent a day. It can range from three, four, depending on the circumstances.
Okay. That's when Carla and Courtney start cooking.
Hey, we would. If we needed to, we would jump in.
Why not?
Plus the job description of an 8-hour cook, that seems like a long day to be...
It is.
Cooking.
It is. It is a long day. They get there very early, so they get there. They start cooking about 6:30, and they're there until lunch ends 2:30. We try to get them out right at the 8 hours. Our managers, we actually moved to salary because with the serving times, we couldn't get them out on the 8 hours.
Just remember how many people they're cooking for.
Yes.
So I've never asked this question before, but we were talking about absences. What's your policy if an employee is ill or going into cold and flu season? So what does that look like for you?
Well, so for the Board of Health, if they have a fever or vomiting or diarrhea or jaundice, they're not able to come to work with those things. Typically, we say if they have a cold, as long as it's not accompanied with a fever and sore throat, then they're able to come. We would just have extra hand washing and things like that. As far as absences and what we do outside of that, we follow the corporation's policy. I think it gets a little sticky with our employees. Because it is hard to find other employees, so we may be a little bit more lenient if they miss those number of days than we would if then you guys might up a teacher or something like that. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Did we budget for the headcount?
Well, in food service, a little different than what we have on our other budgets because it's all based on your revenue source, and that's going to fluctuate. So we've been working with this as far as what our cost, we knew that our labor costs are gonna go up. Now what we need to do is get our revenue to increase, you know, but you gotta keep in mind we're serving the same population we did with fewer people. Mm-hmm. But if we didn't have 100% participation, can we get more students to now buy lunch, you know, to get our revenue up? So we just went through our State Board of Accounts audit, you know, and some of they said, well, it's a separate, food is all separate accounting over here. And we have, you know, we got a good cash balance, so we're able to absorb these costs with this extra labor. And I've told Courtney, we just want to make sure we don't continue we got to level out at some point.
Right.
So it's going to be, she mentioned about, we talked the other day, are we going to have to, we could have raised prices this year, but we didn't.
Correct.
When you use the formula for the National Food Lunch, the federal program we're in, but we didn't, thought it was maintained, but I'd say we might be looking at it, could be looking at another year. Would you agree? Or?
Yeah.
How long do you expect the transition to take? I mean, how long is the bubble?
Well, because when will these people be fully on board with Cumberland, would you guess?
So we'd like to bring on the manager and the cook a little bit sooner because with our temporary kitchen setup, we're going to have to move satelliting from the high school to Willis. So we want to bring a couple staff to help with that transition. But then the rest of them will probably not start until next school year.
Mm-hmm. So we're kind of planning ahead. But yeah. Then we got the temporary kitchen issue over at high school. So is that going to impact sales? I don't know. I mean... Hope not, but
yeah.
It's going to be a transition period. Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be a year before we see how this level plays out. I mean, because we need a good year, Willis, to see how this looks at. You know, we're looking at revenue numbers now to see if we're increasing. Then you're going to start in Cumberland in the fall. So,
the kitchen high school is October? Is that right?
That's going to be in the spring, that temporary kitchen.
The temporary,
but
yeah.
Its completion is October.
Should be October.
Yeah. After right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another thing, keep in mind, we're in a new consortium. Is that what you call it? The food service bid? The new cooperative?
Yes. Yeah.
And that cooperative, we think, is down the road and will start showing significant savings.
Yeah.
So I think that there are a variety of things that are going to go on here that's going to help us.
Okay. So we need a motion then. To accept the reconfiguration.
Mm-hmm. So
moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Further discussion or questions? Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Thank you very
Perfect.
Much.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Risk insurance and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, so time to consider renewal for our property insurance. We're still with Henry Ott Group. We've been with them for several years now. If you look on, it's on page 3, it's kind of the summary of the renewal and description of coverages. Yeah. Overall, last year our premiums, which included some risk insurance or the builder's risk with Aquatic Center, $220,000, now we're $221,280. So it's a minimal increase. But if you look at the premium categories, the commercial property is up the most, but the reason for that is because of the new elementary building that's been added. For prior years, when you look back in 17, 18, that was, well, it was, we did it separate, so now that cost of that premium for that new building comes on. Slight inland marine, which is some contents. We had some specific items covered. You know, Rocky got some of those art and stuff, not art, but what I want to, artifacts that we had there in the exhibit at Cumberland.
Right.
At Willis.
Willis.
One thing I'm pleased with, well, I'm pleased it's not going up, you know, much at all, but the workers' comp, we still have experience mod still at 68.68, which is really good. I mean, the highest one, and then as that goes down, you get a better discount on your premium. So we've been pretty fortunate. I've had minimal claims in our workers' comp area. So overall, I mean, we still with the same company, still be the main packages with Hanover. The cyber would be with Lloyd's, and the workers' comp continues with the accident fund. So this would be effective January to December of 19.
Okay. Need a motion to accept this plan as proposed.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Further questions or discussion? I know we've had a chance to look at this in advance.
Ross, the city's covering insurance on the old Happy Hollow site, mm-hmm. correct?
Well, Bob's going to work
correct.
On that. That's how it should
yes.
be. Yeah.
Yes.
And so we'll have to determine the percentage or a breakout of that.
Yeah.
Part
and we haven't gotten.
We haven't gotten to that point.
That we haven't gotten to that, and that'll be something that'll be should take a 5-minute phone call. It shouldn't be. It should be insignificant.
Okay.
You know.
Other questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed. Hearing none, that motion does carry. Let's move on to NEOLA and administrative guidelines, and Dr. Killian.
I'm going to be working on updating the administrative guidelines in conjunction with the new school board policies. So the more I thought about it, the more I thought it might be helpful to utilize NEOLA for this process. And this probably would be a 2-year process, much like the school board policies as we went through, and we're still working on those, but with April's absence, that's on hold. So with your permission, I would like to utilize NEOLA to start that process, and I would begin by bringing together an administrative group to go through it, much like we did with the school board policies.
Okay, I need a motion, please.
So
moved. By Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Discussion, please.
And it's the same procedure as we followed with the policy. I mean, they have the same format.
Right.
And
okay. Other questions on that? Okay. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, Indiana Youth Survey request, and Rocky, it's back to you.
Wanted to get the board's consideration on this request from the Drug Free Coalition and Coalition, the United Way of Greater Lafayette. They are interested in getting the data that the three school districts would receive from this Indiana Youth Survey. We do have our students, grades 6 through 12, take this survey. So they're requesting permission to have access to the data There wouldn't be confidential data that would be exposed, of course, but it would be the results of that, of those survey. And I struggle with it a little bit because I always get a little nervous about handing data out to other organizations, outside organizations. So I did talk with the board officers. They thought it was something worthy of consideration, having a discussion about. So I wanted to throw it out to you and see as a board what you would like.
Need a motion first, and then we'll go from there.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Witt.
Dr. Springer.
I'm sorry, I heard the wrong one. Look down for a second. Discussion, please.
I'm not a fan. And so in reading through the survey, I almost feel it, not that we don't have those issues in our schools, but I almost feel it suggests to students to do some of these things. It's a little bit of a leading information provider. So I'm not a fan of putting things in front of kids that they maybe hadn't considered doing if this survey would cause them to consider doing.
But we've been doing the survey for years.
I know, and my kids think it's ridiculous every time they take it.
But most kids do.
I'm not a fan of the survey. I don't know that, I mean, is there anything positive that's come out of our participation in the survey in the past?
Well, I think funding, right? That's what, they want grant dollars.
They want grant dollars. Yeah. I mean, we haven't received any financial contributions at this point through any of this. It's more of the Indiana Youth Council gathering information to determine trends in schools and kids using, not using, etc. So I think it's more just fact-finding from a very general basis. And I've not been a fan of the survey either, but I do think that having some information about what's going on in Tippecanoe County does provide law enforcement administrators a little bit of guidelines of what seems to be the trend. I think that's the positive that comes out of that.
So what have we done with the survey data in the past?
It just comes back to the schools, and we see from a state level what the trends are for the schools, also the law enforcement, and then we bring in some training. For instance, we just had some training on vaping with our staff at the junior senior high school. And that was based upon some things that we had received from a previous survey.
Okay, so we are using the survey data for some educational benefits.
Yeah, to figure out what some issues might be out there and maybe do a little training, if you will, with staff or whatever the case might be. This issue has to do more with giving this, allowing this information to go to another agency. That's the question. I struggle with that. I'm all right doing it because it's confidential information anyway. I think TSC and LSE both are going to do it. I have no problem doing it, but I don't know if there's any benefit one way or another.
So currently they do publish. So are we currently not sending it to this group, or we are? Because they have a published, if you go onto their website, they have published statistics on
their
website.
They have not gotten specifically from us.
Okay, so their statistics would have been from other corporations there. So they didn't identify corporations, but they identified the community.
Correct.
Which I think is helpful, and the people that were listed in that organization are people who offer those services in that community. So the people who are on that board are people who are providing those services, and I think they're targeting this information to better serve our community in that way. So I do agree with doing it. I think it's a good idea.
Other questions or concerns? I mean, I don't have a strong opinion here, but I do think it's, you know, it's not a lot. I mean, something that can, if it has an ability to help somebody, it's probably worth our time, at least exploring it for another year. And
I'm not suggesting not doing the survey. Passing information on to another agency. That's the question.
Yeah, and I think it's
because the survey, the administrator still would like to utilize the survey to get information to help them. And I do agree with Rachel. Sometimes there are things in here that kids may have not thought about, but I think that's also part of education. There's lots of things out there that kids haven't thought about, and how do we as adults help those children make good decisions when they face something that, like, I hadn't thought about?
I guess I'll restate what I said. As a community partner, I think we should play ball with TSC and LSC and the Steel. That's where I really, that's what's the ultimate test for me.
I'm going along with that.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Okay. All in favor of the, any other discussion? I'm sorry. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Rocky. Let's go on to Indiana Band Association requests.
We have a request from the Indiana Band Association to utilize two of our buses, March 8th through the 10th, I believe, and you should have the information in your packet with regards to all the parameters with regards to utilizing it, and ISBA will, or IBA will, pay for those costs.
Okay. Need a motion? Moved by Mrs. Prochnow.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Further discussion, please. Anything else from your end? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Common School Fund Acceptance, Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, we had, per Rocky, another number, just 23, I believe.
24.
24.
23. 23.
I missed one.
I know, I did too.
So this Common School loan is $207,000, which is be for technology infrastructure, and I think, you know, Rocky commented that in the comment. So they've approved it, so it's the board accepting it. Along with that, we're asking you for consideration. We need to update our filtering for all the student computers and other computers licensing. So the cost is like $45,000, which is, it seems high. Now it's like a 4-year plan, and then after that the cost drops down. So in the long run, we've been paying $10,000 a year now for what we have. So this is going to save money, but it's going to save money down the road. I've talked to Brandon about it, and he says it's probably a better product, and he feels comfortable with it. This $45,000 will come out of the capital projects fund. It would not come out of this common school loan that we've had since it's for licensing for software.
Okay.
So ask for acceptance of the common school loan and your consideration for the relay life of device license from Cameron and Associates.
Need a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Discussion or questions?
What's the ballpark rate on these, Ross?
The rate is 1%.
Why are there only 33 applications in the state of Indiana?
Yes, that's a little difficult to write, and you have to put some time and effort into it.
Rocky's good at writing, as you know. And
yes,
so it's an application process, a lot of detail. And
which I'm not good at.
No, he's not good at it, but he's good at making it.
You guys help each other.
Yeah. I'm not good at detail. That's
good. Just brown strips.
It's teamwork. Teamwork.
Well, you've generalist.
You've had a good track record,
yeah, right? So.
Mm-hmm. But once I find the niche, yeah, and I find, you know, how it works, then I just keep using the same, yeah, template and adjusting, okay, the needs.
They haven't caught on yet?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't further discussion.
Dyer, so they read the,
yeah,
they write.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I've been asked several questions about, did you mean to say this? No, not really.
Yeah.
I didn't catch
I meant whatever you want me to mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry.
Amber, you now have money for technology and cover.
There you go. Resolution revision, and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, we have a rainy day fund, and in the past, the board has set parameters how we can spend that money. So anything outside of what you approved before, we need to come and ask for permission. So the purpose of this is, as we get down to the end of the year, and I have some with our debt fund, and the circuit breaker is really starting to hit. And so
you know, property taxes were due November 10th. We got a partial settlement, but we don't have final settlement of our property taxes till probably December 28th. A lot of times just right at the end of the year before the county says. Well, when I look at our fund, I look at our cash balance, I look what our debt payments are, mm-hmm. and I'm within maybe 100,000 to 200 of what, I don't know what our December settlement's gonna be. So I'm preparing in case it isn't what I expect it to be, we may have to transfer some funds from the rainy day fund to the debt fund to make our debt payments here that are due the end of December. So that I don't have an amount in because I don't know an amount, and I'm hoping we won't need to do it, but I'd rather be prepared than unprepared, you know, here at the end of the month when we don't have a board meeting to do this. So this would allow, if needed, a transfer from rainy day fund to the debt fund to cover shortfall caused by the circuit breaker.
Okay. And also tax collection, right?
Yeah, and it could be under collections. Too, right.
Because normally we're what, 89-90%?
Well, in the past been 85-89% collection, and so I'm using the 85% number, and if that's true, we're going to be a little short.
Yeah, and if it's higher, then we'll be all right.
Right.
You would think, though, we'd be over 90% tax collection. You would wish.
Well, you would think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Need a motion, please?
I'll
move. Move by Mrs. Sprock now.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion. I mean, giving you some discretion and some ability to get our bills paid, in essence,
right.
for that. So that's the main thing.
And once we know, I mean, Rocky can send an email to you and let you know if we did need to do it, and if so, how much.
Okay. Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. We'll move on to field trip. Junior senior band, high school band to Blue Man Group in Chicago, February 9th, 2019. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt, second by Dr. Springer. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry.
Anyone want a chaperone?
Yeah,
probably will.
Do you need chaperones?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, somebody had asked their kid is in a band, so I
give them a call.
Okay.
Personnel report and Dr. Killian.
Recommending your approval of the personnel report, which includes the teacher appreciation grant money we have just received. We have, I think, a 30-day window to pay it out, but the state was expecting most school districts to try to get it out here in early December. Our problem is with the board meeting December 3rd and payroll having to be done by yesterday.
Yeah.
It puts us between a rock and a hard place to accomplish that, and I didn't want to take a chance that there would be some issues and not get the board approval on this. So we are going to do that December 20th, and Mary Dell will get information out to our staff about the teacher appreciation grant money, plus per board policy 3220.01, we also provide that to all staff members as well through the general fund. So all staff members will be receiving an equivalent of the teacher appreciation grant money as we've been doing for the last few years.
Okay. Need a motion to accept the personnel report?
So moved.
By Dr. Springer?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow. Questions or discussion, please? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Accounts payable, and Ross, back to you.
Okay, the total of $3.4 million includes $1.4 million of the construction projects included in here. Now, we are getting down real close to the end with Willis. I mean, I think I have some retainage to pay back and maybe one more pay application, so they're going through the punch list and finishing up some things, I think, over Christmas that need to be done. But so I think that's gone smooth. I mean, thanks to Lefty and Kettle Hut. I think it's been a good project. And we'll have some contingency money left over yet, I believe, from last I seen, it's about $400,000 to $500,000. So that'd be a good thing. So So on our other claim, just point out a couple. You know, we got school board association dues we paid to the Indiana School Board Association. Schuster Consulting, again, he's the one that does our hedging on our gas pricing for heating. We bought a new scrubber from HP Products. I think it's called the Rideable, since we got a lot of hallway there. Hard surface scrubber chariot, they call it. I think Rocky actually wrote it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I want one here.
And then we had in the cafeteria area, there were some speakers that were not in the back. Remember when you were there at open house, Rocky had to use his high voice to get back to everybody. So we replaced that for $6,600. And then the at the high school, the backup chiller had a leak, and so we had to fill it with the glycol. That was $11,000. So those are kind of some main expenses that stood out.
Okay. Need a motion to pay our bills?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mr. Schott. Any other questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry.
Question. Perf resolution.
Yeah, that's part of the personnel.
Resolution in there.
Was that part of the personnel report?
It's in the personnel, and I think the resolution might have come after the personnel, but wording, I think, was in the, I assume that was in there in the personnel report. I think Roberta put that in there today.
It was a separate document.
Yeah, the document.
But it's not a separate.
It was in the revised one that came.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It came in separate.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Okay, got it.
Okay. All good on that front?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Information to the board, I nothing else from me. We'll go around the horn with board and superintendent reports, and we'll start with Mr. Marley.
Mission accomplished. Insurance committee was the last meeting we had on my responsibility, so we're all clear.
Mm-hmm. Tom, anything in your end?
Nothing.
Melissa, from you?
Public School Foundation just really did their final end of the year financials, and they had to cancel their grant reception. It was a snow day. So Christine was dispersing those grants to all the teachers at individual schools. We did not have any recipients. Education Foundation for West Lafayette, they formalized their scholarship agreement for all new scholarships, so now they have a formal written policy. I think that on November 7th, they were about $2.2 million anticipated between the class gifts and the family gifts, their class challenges. And the Student Council was looking into taking part in the national project Students in Action, and they're looking to do food security. It's a national organization, and they were looking to take part in that. Lindsay had submitted 3 grants to help cover the backpack program. West Side Story is slated for April 6th, and they're looking at a new venue possibly, and possibly changing the name in the fall. They're looking to do maybe switching that to in the fall. They're trying to think about maybe Scarlet and Grey Dinner as the name, as opposed to West Side Story, so that people would not think it's a musical. They awarded teacher grants totaling $7,000 with requests totaling $8,800. And there was also discussion regarding a crossing guard at Leslie and Grant, which Rocky had addressed all of us to let us know that they have taken care of that.
Okay.
Teacher discussion, Rocky will cover.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, Redevelopment Commission, end of the year meeting. It's always quite lengthy with change orders and ordering of equipment in 2018, using 2019 budget monies. Couple of things that I think came out of it that may affect us. One of them is the city of West Lafayette and Tippecanoe County are offering funds to 2 companies that are moving in or have moved into the research park. Headcount anywhere from probably close to 200 new employees that will be coming online. Whether or not they'll move into the West Lafayette school system, but there are going to be 200 new employees. One rate of pay is $45 an hour, and the other rate of pay is $85. So they are, you know, obviously going to be more higher end, maybe employees within the community. So
we may see enrollment go up. And if Purdue continues to do, or Redevelopment Committee continues to reach out to companies to bring them on board and online in West Lafayette, we're going to continue to see this growth.
So we're adding the new classrooms.
Well, they did also review, Redevelopment did review the lease agreement between West Lafayette and Lafayette. I think it's going to go before the city council next.
Okay. Anything else, Brian? Okay.
Nope.
Karen?
The Riverside Skating Center is open, weather permitting, and over the holidays from December Saturday the 22nd through Friday, January 4th, they will be open additional hours, so encourage you to go skating. Skate with Santa is going to be held this Saturday, December 8th, from 9 to 11 a.m. And then volunteers and staff continue to upgrade the Lilly Nature Center with new displays.
Okay. Rocky, and, discussion.
Teacher discussion. We discussed the Greater Lafayette Career Academy and the timeline for hiring teachers and how that would work with regards to respective contracts within each school district. Shelby presented some information about GLASS training, and especially we had a discussion about needing additional special education support, and how do we try to deter the number of people leaving special education for other professions? And you know, that's the magic question for education: how do you get more people going into the profession? And we discussed some things about school and start times, elementary and intermediate offering possibilities, and junior, senior high school lunch, and then academic calendars.
Okay. All right. Future meetings, upcoming winter break, is obviously we have the 24th of December through 4th of January, and then our next meeting will be on Monday, January the 7th at 6:30 p.m. Need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Thank you. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. We have some things
to sign. Stay warm out there.
Some things to sign as a group, which I will pass around.